feel the tears, it ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5 and just sail on.
That's what you do,
just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
It's episode 85 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
I'm Dirty A. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we welcome back friend of the show, author Matt King, to discuss Fantastic Flop 4. Fantastic 4. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com, or look us up on YouTube and iTunes and subscribe. So before we get started, let's talk about a Fox Marvel movie that'll actually probably be good. The trailer for Deadpool dropped this week, and Matt's all about Deadpool and Fantastic Four, so that's why he's here today. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Good to be here. Blah, blah. All right, let's do this. Deadpool?
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, the Deadpool trailer finally dropped to the internet officially. It looked like it was a truncated version of what they showed at Comic-Con.
And you know, a lot of that test footage that we saw back in months ago was also part of
that was CG, but now this was actually filmed. So that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
that's exactly
they, but they took yeah. they basically took yeah. the same thing that the concept that they did in the CG and,
right.
and filmed it.
So. They they released both a Red Band trailer, which you kind of have to in this case because Deadpool will be a hard R movie, and they also released a Green Band trailer.
Thank God.
The first time you saw the Green Band trailer was last night when we saw Fantastic Flop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was, you know, to see the Red Band trailer first and then watch the Green Band trailer. It's diluted. It's not nearly as funny, I don't think. I mean, it's still funny, but it's, you know, cutting out the curse words.
Yeah.
You know, the violence.
I mean, he is a staple for him, so.
The
funniest line is the old woman,
In the Red Band trailer.
In the Red Band trailer.
And
the Green Band trailer is
It's very, very tame.
Yeah. And I thought it was a little weird that they were showing it in front of Fantastic Four anyway. I mean, I get it because it's a Fox movie and.
Well, it's Fox and it's Marvel, so it's,
yeah.
you know, they got to show it. And they probably figure that a lot of adults are going to see Fantastic Four because kids don't care about Fantastic Four, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea of a Green Band trailer. They can show it in front of anything they want. It's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, they show, like, horror trailers and stuff like that in front
of,
like, PG-13 movies
all the time. It's not abnormal.
Yeah. I mean, they do it all the time.
But I don't know. This particular movie, though, is going to be a hard R.
Right.
Yeah. What was the last one?
Right, I mean, you don't want your six-year-old in Fantastic Four to be like, oh, Mom, I want to go see Deadpool. And then unsuspecting Mom go, all right.
Oh, Marvel. Yeah, we could. No.
It's like Big Hero 6, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
what was the last hard R one? Was that Punisher? Warzone?
Maybe.
God, that was a long time ago.
It would have to be at least that long.
God damn, that was a long
because,
time ago.
Because,
was that 08 or 12? That was 08, wasn't it?
It was after Iron Man. Yeah. So it might have been around 10. Mm. 2010.
Yeah, because they've, with every movie, just to get the audience in, but with superhero movies,
so that's Deadpool. Comes out in February. Looks like it'll be funny.
Colossus looks good.
Yeah, Colossus looks good.
He looks really good. Yeah, I mean, that's really all you get is this the one image of him swatting.
I read a headline that said that the guy who played him in the original X-Men movies, Daniel Cudmore, it said that he turned the role down, which was interesting.
This doesn't make any sense, because he was talking about, like, you know, whenever the rumors were coming out that Colossus was going to be in it, he addressed it by saying, like, yeah, we're talking about it, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, there are many reasons why one might turn down the role, though. So,
true. You know. So what's he doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
He didn't want to be typecast as the Colossus guy.
You want a job? I mean, this is like, I haven't seen him in anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other comic book movie news, nerd news. Ben Affleck, it's rumored that the crew and a bunch of Warner Brothers executives had a screening of Batman Superman. It got a standing ovation. I mean, obviously they're biased, but at the same time, you know, It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I bet that didn't happen for Fantastic Four.
Right. I bet that didn't happen for Fantastic Four. Especially when you watch, like, the Plinkett review of The Phantom Menace and you show them watching the first cut and they're all like... and that's, like, Lucas's, like, inner circle. And they're like, this is gonna suck! But, but apparently the screening went so well that the rumor is the Warner Brothers executives are now, like, Ben Affleck as Batman all the time! Yeah, and they want him to do 3 movies. They push back his next directorial thing that he was supposed to do, Live by Night, and his movie that was supposed to come out early next year is now being pushed to the fall of next year, The Accountant. That's actually, that's done. That's in the can. That was supposed to come out, I think, in January or February or something like that.
And even that, they have turned into, you know, just... Bruce Wayne as an accountant.
Yes, right.
Just doing his taxes.
They just CGI'd a Batman costume on him sometimes.
Bruce Wayne, the IRS is attacking Bruce Wayne, and he's got to hire an accountant. So they went a different way.
The Riddler.
Yeah, they went a different way.
So, so expect to see a lot more Ben Affleck as Batman, apparently. He's supposedly working on the script with Jeff Johns for the first one. Jeff Johns from DC.
I mean, it's hard to say if that's good or not yet, but
we'll see.
All right.
And he still has to do Justice League.
Right. Yeah,
Justice League movies.
Right. Yeah.
In addition to his 3 Batman movies,
and I guess he's got the cameo in.
He's in Suicide Squad.
He's in Suicide Squad.
Well,
too.
It sounds like maybe more than a cameo, slightly more.
Yeah.
Civil War is plugging along. They released. Was that official or was that just a rumor?
No, it was a rumor. You're talking about the list of
teams. Yeah, that's blasé anyone's ever said that since. The Civil War, the unrest is just
Doug's really looking
plugging
forward
along.
To it.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just like, I don't know. It just seems like it's just too much. It's just too much crap in one movie. They're just trying to jam as much crap in there as possible, even more than Batman and Superman.
It's Civil War. What do you want? It's not a one-on-one. It's it's a team thing.
Then call it Avengers. Stop pulling my dick.
I agree.
Let's call Batman versus Superman Justice League.
It's Dawn of Justice League.
That I agree with. It might as well just be an Avengers movie, but I still think the movie itself will be fine.
Oh no, I think it's gonna be fine.
I think it's gonna be really good. I hope so. I mean, the Russo brothers back again.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. Spider-Man's first appearance in Marvel Universe. It's gonna be good.
Sleek new costume.
So there was a supposed costume image leak, like a concept drawing. And there's been rumors that this is going to be like a more of a homemade type costume, because
mm-hmm.
He's not fully, like, he's Spider-Man, but he's not.
He's Spider-Boy.
Yeah. Not the Spider-Man.
There's more room for his balls.
Right.
A lot of more room to play with.
There's a see-through compartment for that. And they're organic. They're not the ball shooters.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, right. Okay. I saw the image of it. I couldn't find it before we started. But it's basically, it looks like the Spider-Man costume, but...
Shocker.
Like,
does it look like the one that Tobey Maguire made up for the wrestling match, basically?
It looks better than that.
Okay.
It's got some, like, elbow pads and, you know, it looks like... like the Black Daredevil costume. Like, if you'd made that red and blue.
Right.
Sure. And then put a mask on them with, like, it looks like goggles almost, like, but they've got the white reflective.
Oh, so it's 70s Spider-Man.
It's 70s
from the TV
Spider-Man.
Show. Yeah. Fantastic. And he's going to be shooting cord out of his, a rope out of his.
Actual rope.
Yeah. But suppose that it's just what he's wearing at the start of the movie. And
right,
then,
of course.
You know,
that'll morph into...
As part of...
And the... after he has his love affair with Tony Stark, then Tony Stark will give him a real costume.
Yeah.
And then he raids Marissa Tomei's closet and finds some good
Tony Stark's like, your aunt is hot.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh my god. I thought she'd be like 80, but it's Marissa Tomei.
He actually killed Uncle Ben.
To get
to her.
That's the twist.
It's Aunt Ben and Uncle May.
It's a super modern retelling of Spider-Man.
So, but do you want
Bruce
to go to the
Jenner as?
Yeah. Bruce Jenner. You mean Caitlyn?
I'm sorry. It's true.
So, yeah, the rumored team?
Absolutely, it is Caitlyn Jenner.
Look, we're making jokes right now.
Sorry.
Calm down.
Yeah.
We'll get to your Civil War.
No, I want to get to Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Flop.
No, sorry.
Trademark. Yes, the teams go.
Okay, team captain.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Turn away if you don't want to know.
I feel like this is like a fantasy draft.
It is. And then the first the pick, teams. Team Captain America picks. So Team Cap, Captain America.
Surprisingly, Captain America's on Iron Man. He's on Iron Man. It's very surprising.
And Captain Britain is on Captain America.
It's so weird.
Captain America, Hawkeye, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Ant-Man, and...
Man, they are fucked.
The Winter Soldier.
Man, they better find Frank Castle quick. Yeah. They want to win this Civil War.
Yeah, like, is it Daredevil around here somewhere? Yes, that team is looking a little weak, other than Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I was about to say, at least she's super powerful. Like
they're hoping for that. They're hoping for that X-Men cameo to come through, and Wolverine's going to show up.
Yeah,
we need your claws, buddy.
Because Hawkeye is basically a farmer now. Falcon got beat up by Ant-Man. Winter Soldier. We saw him at the end of Ant-Man. He got beat by a vice.
I mean, it doesn't take me to, you're just telling me I need to trap you in a vice, yeah. And that's it. I'm good to go. All right.
A nice magnet would work right. With him.
That's new John Connor.
What? Oh, right.
Right. That's right.
Team Iron Man, much stronger. We have Iron Man, Vision, Spider-Man.
Vision, I'm sold. That's it.
Black Widow, which is the surprise.
Yeah.
And War Machine. But there was also a little tidbit that says, can you guess which one of these might be a double agent? And that's a weird way to spell Black Widow.
We'll let you decide.
That is her actual job.
Yeah. Oh, double agent Black Widow.
Right.
Yeah. It would be interesting, though, if it's the Vision, though.
Vision would be good.
Would he really need, I guess, unless he felt it necessary to play both sides. He doesn't really have to.
Well, because...
I don't even know. That's one of those things where, like, he's so powerful, I don't even understand what fight would there even be.
Well, Scarlet Witch would be the only one that could take him on.
That's true, maybe.
Right.
It's interesting that they're on opposite sides.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why he's a double agent.
Yeah. Because they planted the seeds for their relationship in Age of Ultron.
But in the 2000s, I believe, George Perez was doing Avengers, and Captain America and Scarlet Witch were possibly getting it on, and maybe that will open the door for that. Who knows?
That's true.
And of course, Spider-Man will have the inappropriate relationship with Tony Stark.
It did mention Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man's on Team Iron Man.
Spider-Man's on Team Iron Man.
Okay.
But in the comics, he starts out there.
Kind of switches on.
I gotta be honest. After
teenagers.
The reviews that I saw for Vacation do not make me very excited about Spider-Man coming up. Those guys are doing the screenplay for that. I'm just like, and that movie did not get good reviews at all.
You know what it did get better reviews in?
Fantastic Flop!
Good segue.
Yeah, perfect segue.
Also, real quick, though, I'm going to fuck up the segue.
Good, thank you.
I saw this morning where it looks like Bill Murray may actually have a cameo in the new Ghostbusters coming up. They saw him on set.
Oh, good, good. Cool. It's like I said, if they had just made it an extension of the Ghostbusters universe, he could have just shown up as Pete Venkman. Right. But, you know, whatever. Fantastic. Oh, and one other thing. Real quick. Because I was reminded, because Dirty A had it on his table here when I got here. If you guys remember, several months ago, we did our episode when we went to Wizard World, and we also talked about a great movie, What We Do in the Shadows, which is now available on DVD and Blu-ray if you want to order it. You probably have to order it on Amazon.
I couldn't find it in Best Buy.
So, but if you want to laugh, it is fucking hilarious.
One of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, hands down. You got to check out What We Do in the Shadows, available now on Blu-ray. And you said the extras are really good on it, too, right?
Yeah, some really good. And it's like a lot. It's like 2 hours worth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is bullshit. Now, Fantastic Flop. So we saw this last night, and I guess our worst fears weren't really realized, but it's still terrible.
Yeah.
I was toying with giving it a C-, but after I wrote the review, I was like, D+, sorry. It's clear, though, that's...
So that means you give the other ones an F.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what you're saying.
No, yeah. I can still give it a D. It's clear when you watch this movie that something went down behind the scenes, because this movie is so disjointed and the storytelling is so inept. You're just like, somebody... There's no way that somebody wrote this screenplay and that was, like, cool with this.
I mean, the only thing you can blame with stories... With movies like this are the story, because the characters are already, they're predefined. They exist. We know them. They are great. I'm sorry, fantastic.
Mm.
And it's going to come down to the story. Is it a good story being told? And this was shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, there really was.
Well,
no
what
story.
Story? Right. It was all. No story. It was all.
Set up and
set
then...
up an exposition. Every just. Blah, diarrhea out the mouth.
It was all set up and then a nocturnal.
But first of all,
yeah.
one of the shorter superhero films we've seen, if not the shortest.
Yeah, it was only 100
like,
minutes.
Like an hour 40, and then
and you could tell
a solid hour and 20 of that, and that's being conservative. Is all just like set up.
Yeah,
it's all
the origin,
and we've seen it. Like you don't need to give us an hour and 20 minutes of origin, because I know this is a reboot, but we know the origin.
Yeah, well, it's because they changed.
They did change it, but
because the last one,
you don't need to change it that much.
The last two went a little bit. They hedged closer to the Kirby Lee stuff, because they at least went into space in that one, right?
Yeah.
But in this one, this is solely Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Yeah, this is they go to another dimension as opposed to
which makes sense because when Fantastic Four, the comic book. When Fantastic Four, the comic book, came out in 1961, we hadn't been to the moon yet. So, going into space was a big deal.
That was the same thing.
But when you make these movies in the 2000s and the 2010s, it's like, you kind of got to change it up a little bit.
Like, if I had enough money, I could go to space.
It's right.
It's a big deal. Big deal.
And now somebody on Collider pointed out, they were like, some comment or something like that, they're like, they should do a first class thing and do like a period piece with the Fantastic Four. But I don't think that would work. I think you need to keep them current. Because there's plenty of stuff you can do with it.
Well, I'm sorry, after this movie, I think you just need to keep them away from the box office.
It's disappointing and it's frustrating that this is the third movie now where they've taken really... I love these characters, and they just destroyed them.
Yeah.
Especially Doom.
Doom is the worst. And it's like, and it's not even his fault. It's not even Toby Kebbell's fault. It's the way they wrote it.
He was good. It was...
it's all about the story.
The actors... Yeah. There was so much talk about the actors in this movie before the filming started. There was a lot of controversy because Johnny Storm was cast with Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
That was the first big thing that came out. They're like, wait a second.
And then Kate Mara's his sister, and they're like, what's
How does
going
this
on?
Work,
you know,
right?
Now you got to add this angle to the story. Well, don't worry about that, because they don't spend any time.
They don't talk about it at all.
No.
There's one line devoted to it.
Yeah. Are you a doc? It's literally question asked and then answered.
But see, and I guess on the one hand, you could say, oh, well, that's good because there's no big deal. But because there's no interaction really between Johnny and Sue, they have no sibling connection at all.
I was about to say,
so
it actually doesn't really need to be addressed, because of course that's what it is.
Yeah.
You don't, but yeah, there's... You don't even see them as brother and sister at all, because
they barely have any scenes.
They have no scenes, and there's no chemistry between them at all. And there's, you know, that's the thing from the comics, that Johnny and Sue, brother and sister,
they have that bond between them.
And in this movie, they might as well not even know each other.
Fucking Reed has a bigger bond with her, and he just met her.
Yeah.
I think it was Goldberg's review in Collider. He was like, I don't think the Thing says one thing to Sue Storm the whole movie.
No.
Yeah. They don't share one scene or one line of dialogue at all.
Really sad.
Yeah.
And the way they shoehorned Grimm into this movie was shit in the first place.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot to hate about this movie. That's the one thing I hated the most. I mean, they just shoehorned him in.
He's totally tacked
out of nowhere.
And he was fine,
ridiculous.
Too. Like Jamie Bell, I thought, did a fine,
job
when they let him talk.
Yeah, that's again. But the actors are not the problem.
Right. And I thought the Thing looked good.
He did.
Like the CGI looked good. Doom looked terrible.
It's Clobber and Tom. Where did you get that from? Oh, I see. You stole that from your brother who beat you up.
Yeah, see, that's another, when they're trying to darken you know, the Fantastic Four, make them more like Nolan-esque. People have tried to describe it, but it's
not even close.
It's not close, and it's the wrong direction to take with the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is not the Dark Knight.
No,
yeah,
no,
it's not.
It shouldn't be anywhere close to that.
Right.
This is the Fantastic Four, with fantasy being the base word there. I mean, they go on these fantastic adventures. They're It's an adventure series.
Yeah.
And this is not.
And they're trying to make it more like X-Men.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then
I would say that's what it's more also, like. Also, Dark Knight. They're trying to make it more like X-Men.
It's even darker. I would say it's almost trying to be darker than X-Men.
I would say.
Days of Future Past is pretty dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Days of Future Past. Yeah.
First
yeah.
Class.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, first, but that's
depending
but that's,
on which one you're looking at. It, yeah, Days of Future Past. Yeah, but you know this first movie, kind of everything from now. Start to finish of this movie was not good. The end of the spoiler or whatever, it's not. Really,
yeah,
the trope of the end of them coming up with the team name. Come on,
it was stupid.
Don't
it was
need. Stupid. It doesn't even need to do it.
The problem. All right, so let's break it all down. And like Dirty said, spoilers out the ass because don't even go see this movie. Don't even bother.
No,
you just stay home and read your Fantastic Four comic books, even with Goat Legs Doom.
Diddle-oo,
So like I said, this is totally based in Ultimate Fantastic Four and the ultimate, and if I'm sure we've discussed this before in the past with Spider-Man and stuff like that, but Ultimate Fantastic Four was a modern day reboot. The whole universe was a modern day reboot of several characters. They had the Ultimates, which were Spider-Man. The Avengers, Spider-Man, X-Men, and then they had the Fantastic Four. Those were the core four books. Yeah. And they added some stuff here and there that I think they put Daredevil in it, Iron Man, all this kind of stuff. Iron Man was in the Avengers anyway. But
yeah.
And the Avengers movies have kind of hedged a little bit towards the Ultimates in some ways. X-Men, I won't say X-Men has hedged towards the Ultimate books. They've actually hedged more towards the original books because the X-Men movie was kind of the launching pad for the Ultimate Universe, because then they put all the X-Men and the Ultimate books in the black and all that kind of stuff. So you can't really say that X-Men came before the Ultimate Universe.
Right.
So right before, basically, they probably saw X-Men and said, "Knock it out." And Spider-Man went both ways. The Sam Raimi movies hedged more towards Lee and Ditko. And the Amazing Spider-Man hedged more towards Ultimate.
I'm sorry, Amazing Spider-Man.
But see that's not fair to Ultimate Spider-Man because Ultimate Spider-Man is a fantastic book.
I'm referring to the movies only.
Yeah, yeah. I mean
movies only.
I would say Ultimate Spider-Man. I actually like Ultimate Spider-Man better than the original.
Clearly, we all know I can't comment.
Right, because Brian Bendis did a fantastic job on that. But then you had Fantastic Four, Ultimate Fantastic Four, and that was not nearly well received as the X-Men, Ultimates, and Spider-Man.
Even the comic books? No.
Okay. They did a lot. What they did in this movie, they completely de-aged all the characters, except.
I mean, but in general, Fantastic Four. I'm off base here, but for like kids and stuff getting into albums, that's probably not like the biggest draw, right? I mean.
No.
I mean, they're going to go for your Spider-Man, your X-Men.
Well, Spider-Man is the icon.
Fantastic Four, right? I was going to say, Fantastic Four has kind of, even in comics, it's kind of been pushed. I know it's the first one, but
it's been canceled.
Is it completely gone now? So, and that's why, probably.
Yeah. I mean, well, Marvel and Fox don't get along well at this point.
So to fuck them over, they're like, fuck you, we're not going to give you any more source material to draw.
Yeah, they probably saw a rough kind of movie like, no, we're canceling this.
Well, it's like you talked about yesterday.
The characters still exist.
This movie, I won't say it was rushed out, but they had to get this movie out for the intellectual property.
Right, and that's the only reason why they made this movie.
It's the only reason it's made.
It's not like Josh Trank came along and said, I got this great idea for Fantastic Four. And no, they said, we gotta get this movie made now, and that is the worst fucking, that's the worst fucking approach to making a movie.
Yeah.
And you do feel bad for the cast. Stellar actors, and just, they're going to get shit on because of this movie.
I mean, look what happened to Ryan Reynolds with Green Lantern.
Right.
I mean,
that was not his fault. I'm adamant about that. I've said it 100 times. He was fine in that role. That was all the story, but he got shit on.
He did.
And I'm glad that he's getting his revenge with what is really clearly more suited role for him as a superhero.
Don't make the costume green. More animated.
From the studio that makes
a red suit. ..
So bad guys.
Glad this guy is wearing brown pants. See, it's much more fun just to talk about a trailer for Deadpool.
Yeah, I know. It's a two and a half minutes as opposed to this 100-minute long movie. So the characters are all de-aged. Reed Richards, played by 28-year-old Miles Teller, is 17 years old. And Kate Mara, 30-year-old Kate Mara, plays Sue Storm, who might be younger.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
Are you talking, just to be clear here, are you talking about genius Reed Richards, who is just at a county science fair?
Yes.
Yes.
Displaying his dimension displacing device at a county science fair?
Tuck your logic away. And let's talk about this movie.
And so, like we said, instead of going into space, they try and crack interdimensional travel, which makes sense in this day and age. You
know, yeah, that modern piece of the story perfectly fine.
Reg E. Caffey, who played Freddy on House of Cards, he was also on The Wire as Carchetti's campaign manager, Tony. He is in this. He plays Franklin Storm, who is father to Johnny and Sue. And while Reg E. Caffey brings his normal gravitas to the role, the script has turned him into a platitude machine crossed with a fortune cookie.
Yes.
All he does is just he's either spouting exposition or he's saying stuff that's like, "Work together, you can do this." And he's like a hang in there kitty poster.
Tangent real quick. Fortune Cookie.
Right.
Please tell me y'all have watched the Jimmy Fallon game show where he does, "Is this true detective or a fortune cookie?"
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet.
Hilarious. But yeah, oh no, we'll get to the we know what scene we'll get to later.
Yeah. He goes to the county science fair for some reason and with Sue and recruits Reed Richards to come to the Baxter Institute, which is a play on the Baxter Building.
Hold on a second. I mean, I know I shouldn't be pointing this out, but why are they scouting a county science fair?
Right. How do they even, if he's that underground with whatever he's doing, why would they be at that particular county science fair?
And they're surprised to see him. They're like, "Holy, you know, oh my god!"
Right. It's not like
they should have been looking.
It's not like we have come to.
It's kind of like you know what it's kind of like. And I hate to say this because I love Christopher Nolan. I hate dumping it, but this is a huge plot hole in Interstellar, which drives me nuts. It's kind of like Interstellar.
But it's not like there's just one.
It's kind of, but it's kind of like Interstellar. When he drives up, he's like, "Oh, you're a pilot? Why don't you fly our mission that we've been waiting for you all this time, but we don't even know who you are." Right. It's the same exact thing as
that
Fantastic.
Yeah, that whole idea of how they meet.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
It was stupid. Reed's childhood friend is Ben Grimm, played by Jamie Bell, who's about 30 pounds soaking wet. And it's funny because
which that's what they were going for. It's a transition, right?
But he's supposed to be the muscle, you know. He's supposed to be protecting Reed.
Oh, you mean before?
Yeah,
before even being thing.
Yeah, right. So, Miles Teller has a good 3 inches on him at least.
Yeah. He's a giant.
Obviously, what they wanted to show there was a bigger transition.
I guess.
Where with Chiklis is basically Chiklis with rocks on.
Yeah, right.
Chiklis with a rubber rock suit.
Right. You know what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, I know you are. Honey, are you home? Daddy,
he's taking his rocks off.
Rest of Development Season 4. Watch on Netflix. They recruit Reed Richards, and he goes to the Baxter Institute. And then Johnny Storm, played by Michael B. Jordan.
And by the way, at this point, say bye-bye to Ben.
Yeah, because Ben is not a genius. He stays in the old neighborhood.
He goes to help Reed move
in. He goes to community college.
And then gives such gems as, "Can't you see this is where you belong?"
Yeah.
"And I've got to go.
This is your home."
It's like he backs away.
You in the third act.
He's in the second act. The third act we're coming to. So,
backing away.
Johnny Storm has a difficult relationship with his father, probably because he adopted some white girl. And
from Kosovo.
From Kosovo, yes. Yes.
Way down in Kosovo.
Something else that's thrown away in one line and they never explore ever again.
Two lines because she uses a great accent.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? How about this, geniuses at Fox? You want her to be from Eastern Europe? How about she's from Latveria?
What? Holla! No.
There is one guy from Latveria. Rejected. And that is Victor Von Doom. Apparently, what he told Steve Frosty Weintraub from Collider was false, and he is not a coder.
Right.
I
was about to say, at least they didn't do that.
No.
Okay. At least he was a scientist.
Yeah.
So That
not an angry blogger.
So when I first saw him, I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this could be going somewhere. No.
No, he's played by Toby Kebbell, and he's actually older, supposedly older than all the other characters, and he gets recruited back to the Baxter Institute by Franklin Storm. I always want to call him Franklin Richards.
Why, though?
Because he was... Cause,
it was his project.
Because it was... Cause,
yeah, but Reed solved the problem that he was trying to solve.
But that's true.
But I think but it wasn't perfected yet, and I think he felt that if he brought Victor in, they could help refine it and perfect it.
I'm pretty sure they explained all this in the montage.
That's true.
Yeah, this movie
one year later.
This movie has not just this movie has not one montage, but two montages.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is also why it's 100 minutes long.
Yeah.
So Victor comes back, and we have a montage of how Reed, Victor, Sue, and Johnny all become great friends, while Ben Grimm stands in the corner and jerks off. I guess.
Great friends. Well, I mean, Victor was always. Kind of
right.
He comes in every once in a while, stares through the window at Reed and Sue, like,
Hey, Reed, you're having too much fun in here.
Stay away from my girl.
Get back to work.
That's not professional.
I'm Cyclops.
I.E. Susan's mine.
And this goes back to the original Fantastic Four movies that they did where Reed and Victor Von Doom were fighting over Sue Storm, and that's not the case.
No.
Right.
The whole basis of the conflict between Reed Richards and Victor Doom in the comic books is Doom's hatred for Reed Richards. There's an explosion. He gets disfigured. He blames Reed Richards for it. That's it. It has nothing to do with Sue Storm. It's got nothing to do with it. To be honest, the rival for Sue Storm's affections is Ben Grimm.
Right.
That never happens because they don't share a scene. Mm-hmm. So they could have even stuck that in the montage and they could have been, you know, whatever. And so they don't even establish that. And there was...
They even have hints of that in the old ones.
Yeah. There is a scene where, and we're spoiling it anyways, where they go to the other dimension and Reed has Victor. It's like Batman, 89 Batman. He has Victor by the hand and then he slips and he falls into this green goo and they have to leave. So he could have easily said, Reed Richard did this to me. I hate his guts forever. And they never even explore that.
It's such
a wasted opportunity. And so they build this teleportation device, whatever, if that's what you want to call it. The guy who kind of works for the government is Dr. Allen, played by Tim Blake Nelson, who was in Incredible Hulk. He was Stern, who ends up becoming, who is supposed to become the leader, whether he will or not, we don't know. So he works for he's kind of like the government shill. And he works with the Baxter Institute, but he's like the liaison with the government. And then he basically, once the kids go into the... Well, what happens is they complete the machine and they say, now we're going to get with NASA and we're going to send some astronauts over into the other dimension. And of course, Victor and Reed are like, they want to be famous. And they're like, no, this is going to be us.
Right.
And then they get drunk.
In drunken stupor.
In a drunken stupor, they go to the other dimension.
And here's the other thing with the whole...
But they got to call
Ben first. The whole Baxter Institute thing and everything. Like, it's hardly even explained, like, why they want this, why they funded this, what their end goal is, right. other than the government's coming in here. And you get the sense because of the slight backstory they give with Victor, because he left very angrily, that they were giving up too much control to the government.
They do it because of science.
Yeah. Or no, energy. Energy. That's what they
Well, see, that's the other thing.
Well, that was Franklin's reason. That's why he was trying to get them on board. But you never got the sense of what their initial goal was. Like, why were they even working with him in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who cares? They don't care about the plot.
The end goal is for the team and Franklin is that they're alternate source of energy, and this dimension, much like Earth, could be a place for resources.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, is that they really were selling hard the whole, your planet is dead. And I'm just like, I'm like, is this taking place in the future? Because I'm just like, you know, I mean, yeah, the Earth is, you know, not in great shape right now, but the way they were talking about it, it's like, tomorrow the Earth is going to implode. You know, it's like, it was kind of like, come on, you know, come on.
Yeah.
So they get drunk. They call Ben because he's not going without Ben. You know, who he is going without? Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
He called Ben At which point I said, oh, yeah, Ben.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh
don't
yeah.
worry. You'll have another moment of that in a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, for no reason, it seems, he calls Ben. Because
oh, we got to get Ben in the scene.
Right, because up until then, it's not like they gave him a line where it's like, oh, I wish Ben were here to be involved with this. Nope. You know, that'd be so, nothing. It's just out of the blue. He's like, dude, you got
to
come.
You got to get down here. We got to work, man.
And,
you got to see this promo.
And then, seemingly what's been a year, Ben's just like, well, all right. Yeah. I'll be right down. Like, come on. Yeah.
So, Victor, Johnny, Reed, and Ben, the Fantastic Four, they go into
wait,
the...
wait, yeah.
They go... he's missing. Did you want Sue?
Hey, she was busy making sandwiches, so shut up.
My comment initially to Matt when he called Ben was that because they only have four pods, I'm like, it's because, hey, we built this extra pod. I guess we ought to find someone to come. I got this guy Ben. He'd be great.
Nope.
I know this guy. It's a homeless guy on the street. Maybe he can come. So they go into the other dimension and they're checking it out. And then Victor.
First of all, they're having this guy moment, if you want to call it. Right? Why is Sue not with them? As angry as they are, getting drunk with them.
Yep.
Doing the same thing they are. She is literally in the exact same boat, but it's just them.
She is a lady. Dirty A, and ladies need to be set aside and protected in a glass case.
Right. Yeah.
So they go to the other dimension. Victor Von Doom apparently graduated from the Prometheus School of Science. And they see this green glowing shit. And he's just like, let me touch this.
Shiny goo.
He sets off some kind of train reaction. What?
You said train reaction.
I did?
Yeah.
There is a train reaction. It's a chain reaction.
It's a weird track.
There's a goddamn locomotive in this dimension.
Amtrak developed hives.
Yeah, so the whole... dimension starts imploding, and then they start heading back to the pods.
Yeah.
And
Sue is on the other side of the dimension.
Right,
she's got to save them.
Well, not yet. She doesn't even know yet. She's got a security alert that they have been activated.
Yeah.
So as the dimension is kind of destroying itself, because I take this as another environmental thing. You know, like the whole human footprints, and you know.
Oh, you think it's that deep? I don't know.
Anyway,
I just
Victor somehow got the goo on him. It starts burning him, and then he falls. They try to save him. They cannot. So they head back.
Let's go.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone.
Yeah.
He fell into a whole vat of whatever that energy goo was. They head back to the pods, the telepods, if you will. A la David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, that's how it's like Cronenberg. That Trank was like, it's going to be like Cronenberg.
But that's exactly what they do, because in his pod, fire shoots in.
Yeah.
He merges with fire.
Yeah.
And the other pod, I don't... rubber bands?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that worked. But yeah, and the other one, rocks come in there.
Some Staples employee threw a rubber band ball in there.
And the idea is that they're molecularly...
Yeah.
Fused with whatever it is that shot in there, and then Sue brings them back. Somehow they're able to communicate. I love that they're able to communicate interdimensionally.
Yeah.
I was in the theater. I was like, that's a strong Wi-Fi signal.
And so then when they come back, there's a surge of energy, and that knocks you away, and that's how she gets her powers, because she's just a woman.
She glimmers, and then she kind of fades in and out.
She's just a woman. She's not allowed to go get powers like the men get the powers. She's just supposed to be an accident. Now get back in the kitchen and make some babies and sandwiches.
And then enter the government.
Yes.
Who basically, it's a cutscene from Sue falling to they're all in
1 year
lockdown.
Later.
Yeah.
They're all
that's later.
They're all in lockdown in rooms, not cages, but they're each in individual rooms.
And you see what's wrong with each of them.
And you see... Richards is like all stretched out and shit. They can't control it yet.
Yeah.
Right? So they're just kind of, it is what it is.
If only there was someone in the Fox universe who could teach them how to control their powers.
Reed Richards,
It's Professor
Reed Richards,
Xavier.
Reed Richards reminded me of the way he was just kind of flailing about. reminded me for some reason of Senator Kelly in the X-Men movie.
Yeah, right.
when he just started discombobulating. They're trying to, I guess, gain information from all these guys. Individually, I don't really know what their motivation was other than this is the government and they now have weapons.
Right. Yeah. And Reed Richards escapes, and then he runs away because, you know, the Fantastic Four's a family. And
he totally ran away.
He's like, sorry, Ben. Wish I could help.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
1 year later.
Literally, 1 year later is on the screen.
Yeah, but like, I'm sorry about the logic, but he climbs out of an air conditioning vent.
Area 57. Nobody's outside, the guards patrolling it.
Nothing.
No. Yeah, no, it's harder to break into a Metal Gear facility.
He basically just walks into an empty parking lot and like runs away, you know, and that's 1 year later comes up after that.
And the other three are learning.
Who's guy with legs as long as tree trunks running?
Tebby, just let him go.
The other three are learning how to use their powers. They start using Ben Grimm as a government asset. Yeah, war machine as a government asset. And they track Reed Richards down because they're trying to rebuild the machine because it gets destroyed when they bring them back. And
I guess he didn't take good notes.
I guess not. They're trying to rebuild the machine. And they need to find Reed Richards because...
By the way, no mention of Victor.
No, none. Oh, a guy died. What? Sorry.
Who cares? Yeah. So they're trying to find Reed Richards, and they use Sue's superpower, which is spotting patterns.
Yes, pattern recognition.
I love how they took the most powerful member of the Fantastic Four... and reduced her into like just a shell.
And by the way, they're using things, but they're using all of them. I mean, they've made this kind of deal with all of them. We'll try to fix you. But there's a rift developing because you got like Johnny, who's starting to see his purpose, that this, he's doing this because he wants to do it. Ben just wants to be normal again, and he's doing anything he can to facilitate that. That's what he says, anyway, because he keeps crying for help.
Yeah, but yeah, he was crying for Reed's help
yeah.
in the beginning, and then they turn him into a weapon.
Right.
And
now he's kind of cool with it.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
Yeah, things can't go back to the way they were now.
And then Torch wants to be a weapon.
Right.
Sue moves shit around.
If you're wondering why we're speaking like in questions, it's because we don't really know because they didn't develop this at all.
No, they didn't. And so they eventually find Reed Richards. They track him down. There's a semi-cool fight that he has with some soldiers in the forest.
But wait, but it's like 20 seconds long.
And some of the green screen was kind of dodgy.
Yeah.
It could have been a cool fight.
They bring Thing in to finally capture Reed.
He airdrops in and just...
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the thing in the trailer where they were like?
They cut it.
They cut that.
They cut it.
Which one?
Where they
in the trailer? They drop the thing and they say how soon do he gets in there? Like,
oh, that's right. Maybe sooner.
Yeah.
Well, actually, did they drop that?
Because no, they did.
I'm wondering.
And I'm telling.
I'm wondering. And I'm not saying they didn't because I need to see it again. I'm wondering if they just edited it.
No.
Different because there is that one scene where he's at the computer and he says it might take 10 minutes. And they're like, is that what he's doing the coding? He's like, you got a couple code wrongs. It might take me 10 minutes to fix that. And the guy says, well, that could be all it is. And then he goes, maybe sooner. He does actually use that line.
That's true. But they cut out the scene when they dropped the thing. Because he was supposed to go into like a war zone or something like that. They show clips of it in the montage, but he was supposed to go and then he went to like a base or something like that.
Yeah,
and they dropped him in.
Oh yeah. I'm not claiming that they didn't.
And I wouldn't
cut shit out of the movie. Clearly, this movie was edited.
I wouldn't be surprised if the original story was that Reed stayed and they all tried to.
What a novel idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the original run away. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was.
See, he kept saying like, in the trailer, like, I just want to fix my friends.
Right.
Now, clearly, the way they spun that was that he knew he wasn't going to be able to do. They weren't going to want him to fix them. He knew he was going to do it on his own. So when he's out on his own, he tried to build his own. He was attempting to build his own Pod.
Yeah.
What was the idea when they called him? Again, if they're going to go that way with the story, they didn't let it breathe. They didn't go far enough with it. If they were going to go that way, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And inexplicably, Thing, yeah, he's upset when he sees Reed because he feels like Reed abandons him. And it's, the first thing he tries to do is kill him.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's so surprised that Reed abandoned him. He did it the first time.
Yeah. But, like, Thing, as soon as he sees Reed, Thing is now, at this point, giant and made of stone.
Right. He tries to punch his friend's head off of his body.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Fantastic...
Even if for no other reason than he thinks he needs Reed to save him. If for no other reason, you're not...
So running. You're going to kill him?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for no other reason you'd save him.
Yeah.
If not because he's your friend, but because you need him.
Yeah.
They bring Reed back and he fixes the machine for them and they go... They send a bunch of guys. They don't send.
Within 2 minutes, everything's hunky dory.
They don't send the mutated people already into the dimension. No, they send all brand new people to mutate, right. And these other people go in and they see somebody coming towards them. And well,
first, Sue, watching on video feed from the strongest antenna ever made, right. Says it looks a little different than before.
Yes.
Reed said that.
So Reed, it looks different. Because now the planet's all yellow. Because it was green before.
Correct. Yeah.
And now it's all yellow. And that's supposed to be a cue that...
Some energy has changed. Yeah,
something's changed.
And somebody's walking towards them. And it's Victor Von Doom. And
With a classy new hood.
With a stylish cloak. I don't know where he got it, but he must have found it at...
Well, I mean, he was there for a year.
He could fashion things together, I guess.
You know?
He must have found it at... Saks Fifth Avenue.
Right. Dimension Zero.
Yeah. So he goes back with them.
Call it Planet Zero.
Yeah.
He goes back with them, and then why does he go back with them?
Victor?
Yeah.
Well, he's weak.
No, he wasn't. That was all a play.
He's playing weak.
But why does he go back?
Because he said something about like...
He needed... The pods, because he needed to open up the dimension between the two to suck all the energy from Earth in.
Because he was waiting for them to come back for this reason, apparently.
Yeah, I knew you'd come back.
Finally you're here. You know, and he goes back to Earth, but apparently the trip hurts him.
It's never explained whether you don't know. He may have very well actually been hurt. We don't know, but he is carried in on a stretcher. And then when he becomes conscious again, he uses his power. Whether he always had that power and was just playing, we don't know.
I think he was. I think
you can think that, but there's no sign in the script to say one way or the other.
Well, the reason why I say that is because I think that they're using the Dark Knight has become the most common trope in action movies, the villain gets caught on purpose.
But we don't. There's no reason to know that in the Dark Knight. They give reason in the story.
Oh no, I know.
I'm just explaining. I'm not arguing with you. I'm explaining that the story is shit.
Oh yeah, because
they don't explain any of it.
He just pops up out of nowhere and then he destroys the base. Basically, kills a bunch of people for some reason. He can't kill the Fantastic Four or won't. I don't know. He goes back to the dimension. They follow him. Hey, guess what? The third act just started. And they're gonna have a big fight, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And literally, that's what happens.
There is 10 minutes left in the movie. And go.
Exactly. I mean, there's no build up to Doom. There's nothing. It's just he's there and hello and the end.
And the only destruction that's done on Earth is shown in a hilarious fashion.
Yeah.
It reminded me exactly of Spaceballs. Of shit just getting sucked in like a vacuum. I was just like, okay, that's not like it would have been much better had you just kept the fight on Earth and had shit being destroyed with Doom flying around, and then have them
send Doom back to the other dimension.
And oh, by the way, we forget to mention the greatest part, which is when he comes back to Earth, they've removed his cloak.
Yes.
And as soon as he gets back, the first thing he does is Like, I guess he just finds it on the ground, dusts that thing off, puts it back on.
I need my clue.
And I gotta have the clue.
I must have my clue. But before that, he utters a ripoff line from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
She's like, Sue's like, Victor, stop.
There is no Victor.
There's only Doom.
Oh, and by the way, Matt, would you care to explain how he got the name Doom?
Oh, well, no, that's his name in this. I mean, it's Victor Von Doom.
No, but I'm saying his Dr. Doom.
Oh, yeah.
In this movie, it's attributed to a scene earlier when he's just Victor Von Doom. He's being
pessimistic, and then Sue calls him...
You're such a Dr.
Look,
Doom!
Look at Dr. Doom over here. And as I pointed out at the end of the movie, calling somebody a Dr. Doom only makes sense because the Fantastic Four exists in our universe. So... if there is no Fantastic Four or Dr. Doom, right, you don't call somebody Dr. Doom.
It would have been much better had he just uttered it at some point.
That's what he was doing during that year on Planet Zero. He was getting his accreditation.
He's getting his PhD. He's a really smart guy. I would only take like a
year.
Now.
Planet Zero University.
Victor, Dr. Doom. Yeah,
Doctor now.
I didn't they go even, to school for
they
nothing.
They even fucked that up, though. He got it from DeVry. It's crazy.
Phoenix University
online. But we failed to mention the funniest part of this whole movie so far. The funniest part to me, it was all funny,
the Deadpool trailer. I know, we already talked about that. Yeah.
as they're about to follow him into the dimension, he kills Franklin. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
First of all, you got to lead into this with seeing how he kills everyone. He like just looks at him or points a finger, and their head just fucking explodes.
He's like he's like Lucy in the movie with Scarlett Johansson. They made him way too powerful.
He can do anything he wants, but inexplicably he uses it wildly inaccurately at times. But yeah, so it shows him walking down halls, just killing people. You see their heads exploding. Boom, 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 boom.
Which was actually, I thought, kind of cool.
It was cool. No.
I mean, Doom looks ridiculous in this movie.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But if they cut away and they just show him in the back, and when he's exploding people's heads, I was like, oh, that's
And again,
cool.
It's like I said, it's so stupid because it's the easiest thing to get right.
Yeah.
Metal mask. Green hood cloak. It's not hard.
Yeah.
But they've managed to fuck it up every time. He doesn't do the same thing to Franklin, apparently. He does what you think is killing, and you think, oh, shit, he's dead. And then they, like, go up, the group goes up to talk to him, and you're like, oh, fuck, he's dead. Oh, he is not.
No.
He still has some words of wisdom.
He has one more platitude to give them.
I don't remember what he says.
If you work together.
Work together as a team, you can achieve.
All I heard was, earn this. And then he dies.
Yeah.
So it's like, so then, seriously?
So then...
And in the theater, I lost it. At this point, I verbally, I'm like, okay. They did it.
So then they go to the other dimension and fight him. And apparently, Doom knows all about what they can do. Because he knows every way to stop them.
He hasn't even met them yet, really.
He's like Batman. He knows how to stop them no matter what.
Of course, they try the Black Ninja technique first, where it's one-on-one.
Right.
You know, it's like, torch, go.
How should we fight? How did we fight him? One at a time.
Yeah.
How should we have fought him? All at once.
But then, of course, you have to have the cheesy lines from Reed at this point, who takes over for Franklin.
Which is apparently in the trailers.
Yeah, which is like, Thing says something like, he's stronger than all of us.
Ben says, how are we going to defeat him? He's stronger than any of us.
Than each of us.
But he's not stronger than all of us.
All of us. Oh, okay, now we're a team. And then they all...
And then they still proceed to kind of work individually.
Hmm.
It just distracted him in different ways.
Terrible. No, it's a 2-minute fight. There's no, the stakes are so stupid.
That's the biggest problem. It's a shitty 2-minute anticlimactic.
It's like Doom fight. After killing people with his mind, basically. He's walking down the hallway, looking at people with glowing eyes and killing them. He fights them with rocks.
Right.
Lucy was the same exact way.
You can argue that because of the way their biology has changed, he can't fight them the same as humans. He can't destroy them the same. But hey, you got to kind of explain that if you're going to use that logic. You got
to let him try it.
Let him try it.
Oh, this isn't working. But yeah, he literally just starts hurling rocks at him.
Yeah, it took all of them. It's like, how do you beat Johnny Storm? Throw rocks at him. How do you beat the Thing? In case I'm a rock. How do you beat Reed Richards?
And for some reason, he's like a magnet to rocks over there. Yes, because they just stuck to him.
And he automatically knew that Sue was invisible.
Like, yeah, he's just like, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Oh, let me get some rock dust to find you.
Invisible vixen you.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's terrible.
It's just...
I mean, clearly he's just some kind of telekinetic or something like that, but it's not even... I don't know.
It wasn't really telekinetic.
It was like he had the scanner's power.
It was...
Yeah.
The idea is that he's made up of this entire planet's energy.
Is that what it was? Is that Doom took all the energy from the planet?
Yes, that's my assumption, is that he sucked all the energy that planet up, and it's all in him now. That's why it looked different. That was the comment of it looked different, because he had sucked all the energy up. So he's...
But he also made stuff, too. He also made stuff, too, because he can raise... He can raise structures like that.
At the end, he makes that one thing, but there's really nothing that shows that he's not like he made a house. That would have been great, by the way.
Yeah,
maybe a log cabin out.
We don't know that. Maybe he did.
We don't know.
It would have been something.
I mean, he made a nice attire. You know, he's got a wardrobe.
Made his cloak out of whatever.
If, by the way,
I think he had some penny loafers on too.
You know what the cloak should have been? The fucking U.S. flag that they planned. That's what it should have been. It should have been the U.S. flag. And he's like, I'm more patriotic than all of you.
Right.
It should have been the new Latveria. That should have been like his... Like when she said it looks different, or Reedless said it looked different. That's because there are buildings and, you know, he's creating this world over there. Because apparently he has this world building power. He can like lift shit and do all this
stuff. Right.
That would have been cool. But he's run out of power. Because he's...
Which is why he wants to use the energy's power.
At that point, he needs...
To come back.
He needs to come back to get the Earth's... Like, convert the Earth's matter to energy or whatever.
Right, so that... And that's stupid, too. Because basically, it just shows everything getting sucked through a portal and then disintegrating. And then there's a line that says, it's converted to energy.
Yeah.
No, that would have been a good idea if they'd done that. Because... And then that way, like I said, you could have also... If you're going to make her from Eastern Europe, you could have tied her into Latveria. You could have made Latveria, like, get absorbed or something like that by, like, some other country.
Also,
and so now he's making his own world.
I also feel like after a year, he could have at least, like, made himself maybe a little sock puppet that was his friend to talk to, you know?
The Beaver.
Yeah, he could have had a Wilson.
The Beaver.
He was part of this teleportation project. He could have just sucked Latveria, like, said, boop, I'm taking your country and putting it over there.
That's true.
Could have done him anything.
There are so many things I could have done to make this
movie. Yeah, they made
And they chose none of them.
They have once again destroyed one of the better villains.
I think the best villain in the Marvel Universe. For me, Doom is the ultimate villain.
He's the one I always played with as a kid. I loved his figure.
But, now, once again, third movie in a row, they've trashed the Doom character.
I told you what they should have done with him. They shouldn't have even used him in this movie. They should have saved him for the second movie.
It would have been better to build up Doom over multiple movies, because he's too big of a character to dispatch in one movie.
And they need to stop making him a part of what the accident that makes them into the Fantastic Four. They need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not working. It doesn't work. No. It's just, it's not... Basically, folks, if you stuck with this long, don't go see this fucking movie. Don't bother. It's a shame. There's some good people involved in this. The rumor is that right before they started production, that Fox made Trank take out three huge action set pieces that were supposed to be in this movie. And they made him take him out, and then that makes the movie disjointed and shitty.
Well, I mean, he's fought back in interviews. He said, I've made a much better movie than this.
Well, he said it in a tweet. And the one thing I didn't like about his tweet, it's like, okay, you want to say that, okay, fine, you're committing career suicide by doing that anyway, but it's the fact he was like, and reviewers would have liked it. Not necessarily.
It's like I said earlier, if you mean by better, like, 11% on Rotten Tomatoes instead of 9%. Maybe. I mean, I guess that's
technically it is
possible.
Better.
Six and one half dozen.
It's just a shame. It's frustrating because there was a structure of a good movie.
Yeah, the bones of a good Fantastic Four movie are there.
You could have done a good.
It's
Fantastic
not a good
Four.
Sign that it's like we talked about. It's not a good sign that, you know, this is the director that was kicked off of
Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, this is why. Because he was supposed to do the movie that Simon Kinberg wrote, and Simon Kinberg is a producer on Fantastic Four. So if they had problems with Fantastic Four, he's like, get this fucking guy
out
of here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. you can't really defend yourself when you've lost such a high profile job.
Like yeah, if he had stayed on with Star Wars, then that would have been a sign that, like, yeah, it was the studio's fault that this movie sucks so bad.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at it like,
it's kind of, I'd say it's kind of both.
I'm not saying the studio's not to blame at all, but clearly the director, this is still his movie.
It seems like they felt like they had to step in because it was so bad. Right. You know, it's like, oh, we got to save this somehow.
Or it was so out of control or something.
Yeah, or maybe it was just spiraling out of control. We don't know. It was
whatever it was. It was a piece of shit.
Yeah, there was rumors that there was like he couldn't. It was just bad stuff on the set. Like there was just a lot of weirdness on
even
set.
Even a friend didn't like it.
Yeah, he didn't like it, and he likes everything.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
The Mikey of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a knock against.
That's not a knock against. But
he enjoys it.
Generally, if he goes to see a movie, he generally enjoys it. But
he was looking forward to a lot of action, and there was nothing in here.
The rumor is they took it all out.
Yeah.
What action could there have been given the story?
Know, right. Dude. Well, that's the problem. Is
how about them becoming a team?
Hey, I've got an idea. Instead of like having actual dialogue in a movie. Let's just have them all blurt exposition of what's going on build no real relationships.
Yeah.
That's a solid way to do this.
It's not good. We kind of knew
going into it. I mean, we had our
suspicions. I was hoping that it was being overblown, like the bad press was.
It's not.
My belief is that Fox is going to try and give it one more go. And they're going to try and shove this into X-Men, and they're going to be like X-Men will help the Fantastic Four.
Well, I mean, that's not really. I mean, that's what they're doing. It's not a rumor.
Well,
are they?
I mean,
their plan.
I mean, are they? They might not.
I don't know now if it's...
because now there's another story out there, and we've been talking about this off and on for about a year now, that Fox is hot to make an X-Men live action TV show, but they can't unless Marvel signs off on it.
Yeah.
This is the perfect time for Fox to say, you know what? We fucked it up.
You
can have the Fantastic Four back, all their characters. We just give us the X-Men rights to do the TV show, and we'll go our separate ways.
That, like we said before, that would be perfect for both sides.
That'd be perfect for both sides. And then, of course, Marvel has to say, but can we get Hugh Jackman just once as Wolverine in the Avengers?
No.
Just once.
No.
Just once can we get him?
They're never going to do that. But I do think Marvel will get the Fantastic Four rights back.
I hope so, because they're not. I mean, now, because see, the thing I was afraid of is that this might make like $50 million this weekend, but now it made 20. We didn't even talk about that. It made 26.
Oh, did we not mention that yet?
No, it made $26.2 million for the weekend,
which
came
in
second place to Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, which didn't even open this weekend.
It was in its second weekend.
Opened second of that. This is of the Marvel of the superhero movies. Since 2011's Green Lantern, this is the only one that's opened below $35 million.
That's so sad,
and it's that's bad. And
I don't even know what the budget was.
120.
No. I don't think it was that high. I think they slashed the budget to like 70, 80 million.
Because they cut those three action pieces. Yeah. So, it's possible Marvel might get it back. Clearly, it didn't make any money. If it makes money overseas, maybe they can justify a sequel, but. It's bad. It's real bad, folks. And
if you're a Fantastic Four fan, this is sad times.
Well, you haven't had much to draw on from
But there was supposed to be hope for this movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's
because
okay.
Chronicle was good,
and but it started with the casting, which was unfortunate. It shouldn't have been, but it was put behind the eight ball right from the start, and then. Rumors started coming out about behind the scenes problems and bad initial reviews, and it was just doomed from the
it got clobbered by the critics.
And by the way,
yes,
you know, it's fine, I guess. I don't agree with it, but trying to darken up the Fantastic Four or whatever, but don't try to shoehorn in a phrase like it's clobbering time. Just don't do it. Don't say the catchphrase anymore because it's stupid. It doesn't fit that universe.
Right.
But no, it had to be, oh, Ben Grimm's older brother used to say that when he abused him as a child. You know, it's like
the thing is like, you know, I mean, I can understand them darkening it up, especially if they were going to try and fit it with the X-Men, because the X-Men is a more grounded, you know, kind of, you know, now who knows with the new one, they might be going more fantastical. So maybe they,
well, the costumes are certainly,
yeah, the way that phrase does not work with the Nolan-esque version that they're trying to make. It's the equivalent of the Amazing Spider-Man having, he can do anything a spider can.
Oh my God. Call me Electro.
Call me the Riddler, because that's basically who I am.
What's worse?
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man 2 and Fantastic Four.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, what's worse?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You say Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I would agree with that. I think Amazing Spider-Man 2 is worse.
Because Amazing Spider-Man 2 had even more potential to be good.
Yeah.
And they fucked it up.
Yeah, it was... And then...
Look at him. He's like, what's worse? Fantastic Four or Thor 2?
Oh, God. Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I think...
I hate Thor.
Yeah. I know.
I hate Thor.
It's worse than The Dark World.
No, it is.
But
I don't hate the word the character. Those movies.
It's better than the first two Fantastic Four movies, in my opinion. Only because
slightly
better actors. Better actors. Better actors.
Better actors.
True.
The tone that can be subjective, because the other two were obviously clearly
comedies.
More comical.
Yeah.
Whereas this is leans more towards the real world seriousness. So it kind of is subjective as to how you feel on that, I think, is where you're going to swing on which is better.
Yeah, Doom in both
shit
was terrible.
Yeah.
Which is, again, frustrating in this one, because that guy, Kebbell,
Toby Kebbell, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor, and he played Doom well as a human.
As a person.
You know,
yeah.
As a person. He was good.
He was an arrogant
You
asshole.
Could see, yeah, there was that arrogant side to him, and you kind of saw the seeds of, you know, what Doom was going to become.
Right.
But they just said, fuck that, you know. And then we lose track of him. We lose track of Ben Grimm. And their characters suffer.
Yeah.
They're just... Yeah.
Terrible. So go see it.
Yeah.
It's great. So that'll do it. One last thing we did not talk about real quick.
Fantastic Four 2 may be dropped for this superhero sequel instead.
Oh, what does it say now? Oh, they're going to put another X-Men movie.
Let's see what...
Hugh Jackman's coming back!
Let's see what Cinema Blend says here.
Two more times!
Deadpool 2, maybe.
Probably.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if you're going to hit your horse to something early on, that's a good favorite.
Channing Tatum, I don't know if we talked about this the last time, that he might possibly not be Gambit.
They did.
That
for like
got all worked
two
out.
Days,
yeah.
Kind of said, which was always weird because he was like an executive producer on the film. It was like, so I never really believed
right.
that, but it was a real story that he may have dropped. I don't know if money, whatever it was.
Right. That got worked out. He will be Gambit. And now the big story is who is going to play, what's her name? Belladonna or something like that? His love interest, who's not Rogue.
No.
And she's supposed to be...
Oh, can we do it real quick? No.
She's supposed to be like, you know, like him, like Cage and French, stuff like that. So they're talking about one of the girls from Mad Max is up for it. Also, Rebecca Ferguson from Mission Impossible. Now she's big into it, into the talks. And also Lea Seydo from Blue is the Warmest Color. She's also going to be Inspector coming up. I think they should go with her
naked?
Personally. She probably won't be not be naked in the Gambit movie. Personally, I think they should go with her because she's French already, so she can do, you know, the accent. I think it would be very natural. So, Rebecca Ferguson, I'd rather see her do something a little bit more starring vehicle after Mission Impossible. Perhaps
Captain Marvel?
No, I'd rather get Emily Blunt for that,
yeah.
Honestly. No, I'm thinking more DC Universe. Maybe Ben Affleck needs a Catwoman around. She'd be good as Catwoman, I think, Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah.
So who knows? We'll see. But that's
they've already we've got it. It's in Gotham. She is 11.
That show's coming back. No, God, please. Please, God, no.
And they're going to show you all the villains.
Yeah,
all the villains.
They're all
you want Joker, you got Joker. You want a 12-year-old Joker, you got him.
You want a 5-year-old Clayface, here he comes.
Here he is.
This movie's a God, that show's terrible.
In fact, what it leads you to believe is that Batman's really just he's not very good at his job.
He's just an asshole.
They've been around forever.
He just beats up 50-year-old criminals all the time. Yeah, I'll kill you. Please. My pacemaker. I mean, fuck that show. I hate it. Gotham. Fuck you.
I like, but that's how they're treating this new season. The villains. What was the first season? Fuck the villains.
Fish Mooney.
God damn it.
God. Please, God, if you're going to make an X-Men TV show, please make it replace Gotham, that piece of shit.
I would love to see an X-Men live-action TV show.
I've been wanting an X-Men live-action TV show since X-Men 2 finished.
Oh, so that would be sick.
And they should have gotten the movie actors, and they do, guess what, we're going to do 13 episodes, we're not even going to sign up for any movies, and then we're going to do Phoenix, and we're going to do it right. Obviously, they didn't go that route. And they took a huge shit on that story.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, fucking assholes. Way to make Superman Returns, asshole. You should have stayed on X-Men 3. That's the thing. That's the thing that pissed me off about that. We didn't even get a good Superman movie out of it.
When you're gonna take the biggest storyline that a comic series has, make sure you get that one right.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, don't get me started. That'll do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. Next episode, we'd like to thank Matt for stopping by again.
You would like to thank Matt.
Yeah. Kind of have to. So that's
it's in my contract.
Yes. Next time, we will probably be talking about, I would figure, Man from U.N.C.L.E. Perhaps The Gift, if we end up going to see that at some point. I heard that's supposed to be good.
Yeah, Man from U.N.C.L.E., that's an IMAX.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. comes out. Yeah, we can go see that. That comes in IMAX. That comes out next week. And oh, Straight Outta Compton comes out next week, too.
Some great memes going around with that.
We will not be completely out of place going to see that movie.
I need my t-shirt. Oh, God. So, have you seen the t-shirt?
No.
It's instead of the, you know, fuck the police, it's the band The Police, and it says fuck NWA.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually this month in August, stay tuned, because eventually we will be getting to Return of the Jedi. I mean Jedi. Jedi. Mm. It's a hard J, right? Hard J. Yogging?
Yeah. Yogging.
I think it's a soft J. But we will see you next time, folks. Thanks for listening.